This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. In a nationally televised address tonight, President Barack Obama says he'll issue an executive order that will lead to some legal immigration reforms. Here are several Texas views on what that could mean. Republicans and Democrats don't agree on much, except, says President Barack Obama, the state of current immigration policy.
Everybody agrees that our immigration system is broken.
So tonight, the president says he'll issue an executive order that Fox News, The New York Times, and others say could help up to 3 million, maybe more, undocumented immigrants stay in the country. It'll focus on children who came here illegally with parents and some of those children who are now grown with their own families. Republican Whip Senator John Cornyn of Texas wanted a bipartisan immigration reform bill and warned yesterday that this move will poison those efforts.
The message is that the president has given and our Democratic friends has given is we give up. We're not going to do our job as legislators. We're going to let the president, with a stroke of a pen, provide an executive amnesty to millions of people and create an awful lot of harm in the process.
What kind of harm? Cornyn says the president's action is unconstitutional and unfair.
The president's going to tell the people who've been waiting patiently in line, playing by the rules, get in the back of the line. I'm going to put millions of people ahead of you in front of the line who have not played by the rules.
Dallas attorney Saul Villasana, who used to serve on the Mexican-American Bar Association board, is looking forward to the president's executive order and doesn't buy Cornyn's arguments.
The Republicans have consistently poisoned those waters with their venom and their awful, hateful speech against immigrants. These are children who came here when they were children. Some of them are still children, and they shouldn't be treated as criminals.
Republicans also call this a political move since it keeps Democratic-leaning immigrants in the country. Villasana says Obama is finally just doing the right thing.
That's just being a leader and doing what is correct and keeping families together.
Texas is among six states with the largest undocumented immigrant population, according to Pew Research. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins counts tens of thousands in Dallas alone. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.